You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour number two underway in your home for Pelicans basketball, the flagship ESPN New Orleans. We're here at Media Day on the court in the practice facility. George Day was made. Got to hang out and see Jahlil Okafor. I know, he's a fan there. I will get to see
him. I told you about him last year. I had to just give him a chance.
Good. Pat yourself on the back.
I have been.
Anyway, about to find out if my my nickname for the young Pelican first-round draft picks is going to go over or not. Jackson Hayes joins us over
been
to our left.
Chatting his ear off break about it.
It's called a pre-interview, Jordan. That's kind of what we did. We spoke with Nah already. He didn't mind Nah, and then he said, well, I've been called Nah since high school, so that's
right.
But it is. You, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and Zion Williamson, man, kind of been inseparable in a good way, and I think Pelicans fans love it. First off, welcome and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you guys for having me.
Dude, so what has it been like? It's like the trio, man. You're like the three musketeers. Y'all's everywhere together.
Yeah, I mean, just to get the bond on the court, you got to be good off the court. So All of us have just been spending a lot of time together.
But I saw that, and I think a lot of us saw that in the summer league in Vegas. It was nuts to see how quickly you guys meshed. And, you know, you might have remembered the highlight that you put. That was ridiculous, dude, the dunk. But my point is, from that day on and really just all of those games, I don't think it was really a surprise you guys made the run like y'all did.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of people kind of didn't expect that from, especially me and Nikhil. But I feel like we woke a lot of people up from summer league, which is good.
When you go back to that experience, what were your expectations to go play in summer league? Like, what were you told? What did you think it would sort of be like, and then I guess compare and contrast that to when you got out with it.
I mean, when I was coming into summer league, I was just expecting to go hoop. I'd played in forever because I got hurt at the end of the season last year. So I was just itching to get back on the court. I was really excited. And then just kind of getting down here, been expecting to just get the work. That's all Coach been saying is we're going to work.
What can you tell us about Nikhil Alexander-Walker? Because it definitely seemed, at least in the court, again, I hate to keep going back to Vegas, but that's all we've seen on the court, at least we did.
Yeah.
I'm hearing what y'all guys have got going on in the workouts, but I can't say anything. He seems to see the floor. He has a little vision there. He's got some leadership qualities about him, doesn't he?
Oh, 100%. Nikhil has great court vision. I mean, you could tell by just all the passes he was making during summer league, and then he's just an athlete, so he's gonna make plays, which is really good.
You hear a lot about space. Is there more or less space in the NBA? And I guess I'm gonna get into how that maybe can be an effective use for your game, having more space.
It definitely feels like there's a lot more space when we were playing in summer league, which I like a lot. I like running the floor. I'm a big guy, so obviously I need more space. But it's definitely more space.
When you look at what I think this crew's trying to do here with this style of offense and just overall with this roster, how would you describe the Pelicans?
Just young, athletic, and we're just going to outrun people. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to run people into the ground. If they can hang with us, then they can hang with us.
All right, so we've seen you, Zion, and Nikhil Alexander-Walker together. I might have been referring to you guys as baby birds. I said that to you a little bit ago, and you're polite. You didn't like it, but
not all of his ideas are the best.
I mean, it's I see where it's coming from. Right. I like it. Like
young,
it's just
young pals.
Yeah, the young pals, the baby birds. Right. I mean, it's smooth. I like it. Comes off the tongue real well.
I was thinking merchandising, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You guys could have your own shirts and stuff.
That's true.
And what I mean by that too is I think there's going to be an interest to see how you guys can get on the floor. I think getting minutes is probably now all of a sudden an issue for Coach Gentry just based on what you guys did in the summer league and maybe what you guys can push here in the preseason.
I'm just excited just to get out. I know whenever I get my chance, I'm going to do whatever I have to do. I'm just excited to get out there.
And that's what I mean by that. So whether it's you, Frank Jackson, a couple of the other guys, I'm just envisioning four or five baby birds, right?
Yeah.
Come on out. and be that second unit to either back up or reinforce what the starters have done.
Yeah, 100%.
When you look at preseason, what are you excited about most?
I'm just really excited to go play. Since summer league, we've just been working out, playing against each other, so it'll be fun just go play against some other people finally.
Speaking with Jackson Hayes, I get a sense, too, that there's friendly competitiveness that goes on in here.
Because of the
nature of what you guys are. And when y'all were doing little photo shoots and stuff, we see the videos you guys put out for that. You dunk, Zion dunks. Is there a competition as to who can get higher?
There's a few. I mean, we've been in the gym a few times. We're like, all right, let's do a little dunk contest. So.
Who does get higher?
It's hard to tell. He has more bounce, but I'm just taller, so right. I can reach higher. But his just jumping ability is insane.
Who's had the better lob dunk? Because I know that y'all were it just came out the other day that Lonzo has been throwing half court passes up to Zion. He's been dunking it. You get any passes from Lonzo yet?
Yeah, I've been getting a few. His passing skills are amazing. Not much more you can say about it. It's just his great court vision. Gets the ball wherever he wants it to go. So it's just crazy.
What'd you say, man, as we wrap up with Jackson Hayes, is sort of, I wouldn't say, you know, what's on a dry eraser board or what's a goal, or do you guys even talk about what you want 2019, 2020 to be this season as a team?
I mean, as a team, I feel like we all just want to win the champion or win the whole thing, the finals. Personal goals for me is obviously get an NBA championship. Really just impact the team as much as I can.
Are you excited about Monday?
Very
excited. 7 days, man. You finally get into a little preseason game. All right, man. We're looking forward to you.
Thank you, guys.
Get up there and rattling some rims, dude.
Yes, thank you.
Baby birds, just think about it. I'm not saying you got to go with it. Just,
No, you really don't have to go.
All right, fine. Thank you, Jackson.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it so much. You know, you could have backed me up a little bit.
No. Man. No. I'm not going to back.
Well, here's
the thing. You could probably dunk on
me. Here's what I always tell you. If you don't like it, do you have something better?
I just don't want to get dunked on. Like, he's going to put me out in the middle. And if I don't agree with him, he's going to dunk on me.
There's expensive camera equipment everywhere. You're not going to get dunked on anywhere. You're fine. Thank you, man. Appreciate your time. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in here as well. As, again, to keep rotating some folks. Drew Holiday is now doing some pictures over to our left here. You do get that sense and feeling, though, right, when we keep talking. It's just there's a different level and energy. And I get it, man. It's fresh. It's new. It's young. It's everything. But at the same time, you're just seeing the athleticism, man. And I think that's going to be something that's going to be so fun, I think, for the Pels fan base to see. Whether it's at the arena, whether, you know, it's a school. I get
Absolutely.
It. Sometimes you can't go to the game, but you're watching or they're on the road, you can do it. It's just going to be fun to, I think, see. I want to watch preseason. I've never wanted to watch Monday night preseason.
Team molds into what they are going to be in the future.
Right.
And you talked with Jackson Hayes a lot about summer league, and just going back to that, we talked about it multiple times on the show where Zion was only in for a couple quarters, and then after that, you almost completely forgot that he was even on the team. I mean, that's how good that these young core of players looked on the on the court because they just made highlight plays game in and game out.
800-998-1003. Also looking for your pats on the back and players that need to, you know.
Have
do you think anybody needs to sit next to coach?
I think
offensive line.
The offensive line for the second week. I think they have to. They still have to clean that up a little bit. I think Sean's going to address that probably the most this week. But I'd be surprised if that's one thing that's not cleaned up.
I would say that's probably the thing that really stood out the most that was the most disappointing, I guess, from that. And look, Sean Payton didn't shy away from it yesterday. He talked about it after the game that it was something that absolutely needs to be improved on. And it's got to be something that, they overcame it. But, oof, those penalties.
I can't get into all the things that we're still not doing well, and yet we're doing enough to win some of these close games, and that's encouraging. But there's a lot of things fundamentally that we have to improve on.
I think
so fortunately we're coaching off a win and not a loss and making those corrections.
I think the beauty of it is this as well, right? You have a chance to get better at the same time, you're 3-1. That's remarkable. David Griffin being walked over here. Joey, let's take the break a bit earlier so we have some time to talk to the Pelicans top man here in a quick sec. You're listening to your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Trug Gisclair. After nearly 12 years of public service as a state representative, I am ready to continue my commitment to the people of our region, serving as your next state senator for District 20. As a senior member of the Natural Resources Committee, Ag Committee, Transportation, Highways, and Public Works Committee, and as the state's vice chairman of the Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, these leadership experiences have prepared me to continue working for you as your next state senator. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Trug Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
Napa Know How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, La Rose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa know-how.
Are you ready to check out the latest innovations from 5.11 by Karl Malone? 5.11 is committed to making the best gear used by those who demand the most. A large selection of award-winning packs and bags and industry-leading pant designs. 5.11's got you covered. Try our best-in-class pants like Apex or Defender jeans, or walk in a pair of our most comfortable boots that perform in the harshest environments. Build the ultimate bug-out bag with our tactical bags and accessories at 5.11 by Karl Malone. 6601 Veterans Boulevard. Always be ready.
Megan here with Vision Communications. Have you checked out Vision's Lightwave TV yet? With Lightwave TV, you get a more modern interactive program guide, better search features, true multi-room DVR, access to new channels, and so much more. Upgrade to Lightwave TV today and pay only $65 a month. That's only $65 a month and includes 2 set-top boxes and DVR service. Call today for offer details and to learn more about Lightwave TV, a better way to watch. From Vision Communications, bringing you a better vision.
Terrio, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Mr. David Griffin, joins us now here at courtside as we are at the Pelicans practice facility. It is Media Day on your flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Gus. How you doing, man?
I loved how you opened earlier today around 11. We played it already. When someone asked you, dare they ask you, y'all going to try to win this year? You came up with a good answer. It was sort of like, well, yeah.
Didn't put us on national TV 30 times for us to just show up and take a beating. But we, you know, I think what's significant about our circumstances, we've got guys that are really connected to one another. Mm-hmm. They really want to be connected to the community, but more importantly, they're all driven by the same things. I think we have guys that are like-minded, that are, they feel like they have a lot to prove, mm-hmm. and they feel like they have the perfect template to sort of express whatever greatness we have together, and I think that's exciting.
One of the things I just want to kind of get into, since we have such a short amount of time here, and I think there's a handful of things that are interesting to me. Everyone I've talked to today, energy, character, everyone's getting along on and off the court. There's a sense that everyone is in it together. That's not easy to do because you have all kinds of walks of life. You have, while young players like the Lakers guys or Jahlil Okafor has been in the league 3, 4, 5 years, they've been in around a lot. But it almost seems like it's all in it at one time. A concerted effort, you guys try to do that?
Yeah, I think – you know, Trajan and I and Bryson Graham on the draft side, We put a lot of time and energy into the human component of this in many ways, because I was as clueless as I was on the draft side coming in, having watched only the NBA for 2 years. It made it a lot easier on the draft part to really just lock in on the human component. And I think we've done a really good job of being deliberate in the types of people we want here. But where I think we're really fortunate from a wins and losses standpoint is we have guys that are of the right stuff, that are at the right arc in their career, where winning is the only thing that matters to them. That's a really meaningful thing when you bring kids together from all different areas and different types of players. You have Drew come back and some of the returners we have, the Laker players that are here. They're all about the right things, but they all feel like they have something to prove, and they're hungry. Everyone's hungry together, and so that's a cool thing. Oftentimes you end up with people that have gotten comfortable and accomplished what it was they set out to accomplish. Right. We don't have anyone like that.
Speak with David Griffin here on Pelicans Media Day. I think the other thing that stands out, too, is it's easy, I guess, to say, hey, I want a team that's going to dive on everything and play hard and rebound and do those things. You got to go find the right people to do that. I think common denominators probably help that. Guys that are looking to prove themselves, second opportunities, chips on your shoulders, what have you. I see a lot of that on this roster. Undrafted players, players like Cavell Bigby-Williams, maybe some guys that maybe can give you a little something with that physicality. And other guys that, hey, this is my opportunity. Like Melly was saying, he was like, I've always wanted to be in the NBA. He can transition. So it's easy to kind of, I guess, ask that of men when they see it as a tremendous opportunity, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does, totally. And I talked about people being at the arc of their career. Melly has won at a high level, and winning is a frequency he tunes to. But Melly wasn't a part of their EuroLeague title team and really feels like he missed out on something there. He's an elite defensive rebounder who shoots 42% from three, but there's something more for him out there, and he knows it from a winning standpoint. I think all of our guys are similar to that in that they've won enough to know where that frequency is and how to tune to that frequency, but they haven't won enough or accomplished enough in the league to have gotten complacent. And I think we're really fortunate that everyone we've brought together, Derek Favors is another great example.
Right.
Here's a guy who's arguably a top five center in the league playing behind another top five center, and he was willing to do whatever it took to win in Utah, and now he feels like he gets an opportunity to show himself. When you've got an elite defensive rebounder like that, or an elite rim protector like that,
right,
who really is anxious to ply that trade for your team, it's a really good combination of things.
I think something else that's interesting too is there's only so many roster spots and there's only so much minutes on the court that can be given out to players, but I think what's different is, because I'm looking at it, we've talked to some guys. You look like a guy like Zaylen Cheatham was one of, what, two players in college last year that averaged double-doubles and stuff. So the importance that you've constantly been saying about the G League, the developmental players, there's a purpose. There's a reason you went out and hired staff as recently as, you know, this past week to focus on player development. So I guess sort of explain that message to our listeners too. Hey, when you watch preseason, you're going to see some players that you probably have – visions of, let's develop them, let's keep them, almost like a minor league system, like it should be, to get them in there. Because you have some talent, I just don't know how they're going to get on the court because of minutes.
Yeah, and I think Zylan's a great example. I mean, it's a shame he doesn't have some energy that he brings to the table every day or a positive outlook. Zylan's a great example of what we're trying to do, which is to build to the human component that just happens to be in the form of people that are long enough and athletic enough and defensive-oriented enough to execute what it is we're trying to do on the floor. Zylan has that. And Zylan spiritually is so committed to just laying everything he has on the line, like Josh Gray is.
Right.
He's going to play every minute like it's his last. It's a really deeply meaningful thing to have a team that's built like that. And whether it's up in Erie or whether it's here, I think it's going to be something that you notice sort of being a common theme. And from a coaching staff standpoint, what we've done, what Trajan has done a masterful job with Mark Chazanov of with the G League team, is all of those coaches could walk immediately onto this Pelican staff and fit. We're going to run everything the same way. We're going to be very like-minded. We're going to approach player development in the same way. And I think everybody being on the same page gives us a pretty big advantage.
A couple final questions for you. I think what's interesting is to look at the development of how this roster and this team is going to be. And it's going to take minutes on the court. We all like to think we have visions and plans, but you got to go out and see it. So do us a favor. Peel the curtain a little bit. What's it like to see these workouts and some of these players? I'm hearing a lot of excitement. Just wait to see. But for you, having helped architect this, when you sit down on the stands and look, what are we seeing early developments of?
Well, I think what you're seeing to a huge degree is what the value of competition within every part of our rosters should be. These games that they played were competitive and highly so. And I think guys understand they're going to be competing for minutes. They're going to be competing for opportunity. And at the same time, I think they understand that we're going to play a brand of basketball that requires us to play an inordinate amount of guys. And so we will be 10 deep. We may be 11 deep. And so what I've seen is I would not want to be the one who has to figure out how to piece these guys together, because everyone has really stood out in a way that we would have hoped they would. I think for me, one of the things that sort of crystallized this offseason the best was Alvin Gentry a couple days ago saying, I keep hoping somebody will not play well so I can rule them out of the rotation. We don't have that right now.
No, that's a good problem to have, though, right? When you look at that, and there's always going to be players that surprise you when you actually have a game. And I mean that in a very positive manner, because I don't think a lot of people thought what we'd see in Summer League, right? I mean, you saw Nickeil Alexander-Walker looked like he's been playing point guard in the NBA, right? Just that court vision. You might see it on film and think he does it in college well, but just to see it and adapt it like that on the fly with players that he hadn't played, I thought really stood out to me. So I think there's a lot of excitement about the rookies on this team.
Oh, no doubt. And Nickeil is the ringleader of the rookies.
Yeah.
And he approached this offseason
like a vet,
with a level of professionalism and attention to detail in his own game and development that you very rarely see a rookie come into the league with. He is older than the other two rookies, you know, the other two kids being 19 and Nickeil being 21, the old gray hair in the group. He's the ringleader of that. And everything that he represents from a unselfishness standpoint is sort of a common thread within the other rookies as well. So one of the things that I think you see when you've been here over the span of the last month is when he's playing pickup, Nikhil's on the court to send a message to Lonzo, I'm here and I'm going to be here every day. And that's what we want. That's what we want, everyone sending the message to everybody else. And we're blessed that we have that. Now, at the same time, it'd be a lot easier if you said we have three guys that are clearly the best in the NBA and that's who's going to play. That's great.
Right.
That's not the makeup of our team. We have a very deep roster of length and athleticism and rotational NBA players. And where that settles out and how they find their collective greatness is really the question.
Final question for you. What are the goals, or I guess what do you want to see this team do in preseason? Is it figuring out roster, getting minutes, getting, I guess, the team together and getting ready to go? What are the goals that you and Coach Gentry want to see?
I just want us to start to build towards a recognizable identity on the defensive side of the ball. Coach Bezdelic has been preaching aggressiveness on the defensive side. I think we have the length, the athleticism, and the depth to do that. Mm-hmm. I think what I would love to see in this preseason is that we find a way to start to translate playing fast offensively to mauling people on the defensive end and letting that be what translates to our offense. I know we have guys that are of that mindset, but actually executing that is what I'd like to see us start to work towards.
All right, well, we'll start seeing it right here on ESPN New Orleans Monday. Pels take on the Hawks in the first preseason game. Ready to get going?
Thanks so much. It seems like it took forever to get here, but
see,
it's great.
You say that. I said it off the air. Like, it seemed like I couldn't get here fast enough, and it went by fast because you guys were just, you know, every week, man, there's some news.
Well, Mrs. Benson,
by the way, won't bow
lot.
Down. Excellent.
She gave us a lot of bandwidth. Excellent. And our marketing people did a great job.
Was,
how good is that?
That was on the money.
It's crazy. Yeah. Really excited.
How many people are asking you for shirts and hats?
Yeah, exactly. I could push all the gear I want.
It's good. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it for sure. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in as well. And on anything that you're hearing, we'd love to hear from you. You could also tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Got to hit a quick break here, Joey, because we can move locations for a quick sec. A couple other players be making their way. It looks like head coach Alvin Gentry after NBA TV as well. So let's hit that break, and we'll come back. We're live at Pelicans Media Day from the Pelicans training facility here on Airline Drive in Metairie. You're listening to your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan. even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Stephen A. Smith here. If you're like me, you have a mortgage and a family who depends on your income, then you need to protect the ones you love with life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com/Smith.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
September is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. Ovarian cancer is a leading cause of cancer-related death in American women. This is largely because early ovarian cancer often has no symptoms. When symptoms do appear, they tend to be associated with other conditions. These symptoms may include persistent bloating, pelvic or abdominal pain, difficulty eating or feeling full quickly, and frequent urination. Transvaginal ultrasound, pelvic exam, and blood tests are currently the best methods to diagnose the cause of these symptoms and determine whether they are from ovarian cancer. Early diagnosis is key to successful treatment. Your risk for ovarian cancer increases with age, and most cancers occur after menopause. Obesity and a personal or family history of ovarian or breast cancer can increase your risk. For more information, visit radiologyinfo.org. This health reminder is from the Radiological Society of North America.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute, with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair, for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute, with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair, on Saturday from 10 to noon, right here on ESPN 100.3.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball. Zion Williamson doing a little dribbling, little photo shoot for the local television cameras in print and things of that nature. As we're here at the Pels facility, we just got the thumbs up, and he will be joining us next after he finishes, what'd you say that, 2,000th picture today? Did you say it's the 2,000th picture?
I would easily say more than 2,000, because then he's
Yeah, I guess you see it there.
There's probably 200 pictures for just one. They're only going to take one picture out of it.
I loved hearing what David Griffin had to say there as well about, you know, what the goal for preseason is, and that's why I wanted to ask him that so you guys can hear it. You know, you Pels fans out there just listening, it's about, again, building defensive mind. I love how you said that, you know, I'm going to dunk on you and maul you offensively, which I think is fantastic from that standpoint when you look at it from that nature. What has stood out to you from all of the interviews that we've had so far, which, by the way, the list has grown. I thought they were joking when they said they're going to give us the roster.
Yeah, we've gotten everybody.
We're literally getting everybody as Zion's making his way over here. Try to behave yourself.
Hey, be cool.
Like, you be cool.
You be
being
cool.
Cool.
Be cool.
Don't look weird.
You don't be look weird.
You're totally looking weird right now. Don't look weird.
I just have to say the energy is a lot different than last year. Last year the lights were off.
It was a strange vibe. We're in the darkness.
There
yesterday.
Wasn't as much interaction with people. It was just like get in, get your shoots done, and get your interviews done. And now this year, it's like you could see players just kind of talking to each other, having a good time. You saw Jill Okafor and Cheatham. They're kind of mucking it up a little bit, just talking to each other, having fun. I think just the overall vibe in here is 100 times better than what I witnessed last year.
I think one of the things that's interesting more to me as well is there's talent over here that look, Zion's going to get the headlines, right? We see that. Zion's going to get the headlines. At the same time, I think Jackson Hayes, there's a lot of excitement of what this guy's going to be able to bring, right? You heard David Griffin say Nickeil Alexander Walker is fantastic, you know, and to be able to sort of see what he's going to be able to do when he gets on the court as well, I think is going to be fun to sort of watch. So there's so many different players and there's so many different types of things that we can sort of see here on the facility that, and once they get playing is going to be fun here as well, as Alvin Gentry just intercepted Zion on our way over here. And, we're going to get him here. So look cool. Stop it.
I'm fine.
Stop it.
You're going to probably bring up the little baby bird comment that you made earlier.
I actually am. That is for sure, man. That is for sure. We'll definitely do that as well. As Zion joins us here on ESPN New Orleans again, your home for Pelicans basketball. There you go. So we were kind of just joking, just watching you shoot over there. What was that, like your 2,000th photo you took today?
I would say a little bit more.
Well, maybe a little bit more.
Seems like you guys are enjoying it. When we walked in here, though, you had a lot of the younger crew in there as well. What has this sort of been like, just the transition? And what I mean by that is there's a sense and a vibe, man, that everyone's getting along in this locker room, and it's just everyone's happy.
Yeah, that's the vibe everybody's getting, and that's the vibe that's been here. People are coming from different teams. I feel like with Drew Holiday as our leader, he kind of sets the tone with this positive energy and just playing hard. And I think everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to see the next person succeed. And I don't think you get that a lot in the NBA. So I think we're in a rare situation. And I'm ready to play.
I'll tell you what else is rare, Zion. We've seen what Drew can do, and we heard David Griffin come out there and flat out say, look, this is the leader of this team. We think he could be an MVP candidate from that nature. But when we speak to Naw, we speak to Jackson, we speak to some of these other guys, and even when we hear from you, there's a lot of leadership qualities amongst some of the younger guys here as well in this team.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I'm going to say, especially with Lonzo, Josh Hart, they're very vocal. Mm-hmm. You know, especially with Josh. At every whistle, you're going to hear Josh, or just when he walks in the locker room, you're going to hear Josh's voice. So, you know, even though they're young, they have leadership qualities, like you said.
You know, they're young, and they're also experienced here, too. I mean, we were talking with Jahlil Okafor a little bit earlier. It's hard to believe he's only going into his fifth season, but it seems like he's been in the league for some time. You mentioned some of the Laker guys here as well, Favors. I mean, there's a lot of guys that aren't very old, but have been around it and have done a lot of that. How can you use sort of that in just conversation?
I can use it to my advantage because they were all like top. A lot of them were top three picks. In fact, a lot. You got Jahlil, Brandon, Zoe. I think they're all top three picks. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they've been through similar experiences. So I'm going to nitpick their mind and just ask for advice and see how I can use it for myself.
And obviously that next step is to actually see them play on the court. What have you seen or learned a little bit already just in these workouts from these guys?
With Josh has a burner. Josh let it go. Lonzo pushes. He pushes. He'll make full court passes like I'm passing. Like you're passing.
Yeah, we might have heard about that on the podcast, about the full court. Just go ahead and describe that play. Was it really full court? He says anywhere near the backboard, you're going to be able to catch it.
I mean, I think somebody might have got a rebound. He caught it. Let's see, wing of the one to three point line. He saw me and he put it there and I was kind of like shocked he threw it.
Right.
Thank God I finished it, though.
was that the best dunk so far in y'all's just playing together?
Nah, I think the best dunk was probably something Jackson Hayes did. Like, he be punching it. I'm like, whenever we're doing drills and he'll like do some incredible dunk, I look to the side like, are y'all seeing this? Like, it's incredible.
There's a lot of athleticism in this team, isn't there?
A lot. I think there is a lot.
See the smile on his face too. Everyone's just grinning, man. Look, we have to wait till Monday to see this in preseason and see what this team can sort of do. But I get the sense and feel that you guys can't wait to finally transition into court because I think there's a lot of confidence amongst y'all.
There is a lot of confidence amongst us because I feel like we're going to be a defensive team first. And I feel like when we get the defensive end down, it'll make our offense lethal.
You know, defensive plays, just as good as those offensive plays to get the crowd at the Smoothie King Center going. I know you've probably answered this 1,000 times already today. The energy you're feeling in the community, obviously the new slogan out there, won't bow down and everything. How excited are you to finally just put that in and feel the energy from a sellout crowd? I mean, the October 5th open practice is being talked about like a game.
We have an open practice on October 5th?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's got so much on his schedule. He doesn't know what he's got to do.
You will have, I'm telling you, you're going to have about 10,000 people in that arena for that open practice.
That's lit.
Yeah. What's your goals for the preseason, man?
Just to go out there and just get actual feel of the NBA. Because I feel like that's going to be like the warm-up to an 82-game season because – I don't think anybody can, like, a rookie can really mentally prepare for 82 games because you're coming from college where you have multiple days to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to some of these vets who are like, man, there'll be times you might go on a 6-game road trip where you just bounce from city to city and then you might come home. And I'm like, how do y'all mentally prepare for that? And they're like, you have to come to an understanding with yourself that some nights might not be your night. You might miss a few shots that you usually make. And then other nights, the rim might look just wide open, right. Like just this big. So I think just mentally getting through that curve, I think will be my challenge.
All right, man. We're looking forward to it. Cannot wait till Monday. And if I look at the smile, everyone's just smiling around here, man, getting ready to play some basketball. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Zion Williamson on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. And, you know, one of the things, Jordan, that we were talking about that is going to be interesting, I think, is just – Who gets minutes? Who gets time to be able to come out to just to play more than anything else? You know, I think it'd be fun. You completely zoned out.
No, because
you zoned out.
I'm starstruck.
You see, that's unbelievable. Scott Prather, 1420 ESPN in Lafayette, bringing me a beautiful, beautiful gift that we'll get to in a quick second. He just got a chance to sort of watch that. You understand what Jordan is? I just completely asked him a question, and he.
I was distracted by the food.
No, that's not what it was. Like, it was Zion, and I feel like Major League's an all-time great sports movie. Major League 2's garbage. You guys just had Zion on, and now I'm sitting in the chair. Like, I'm
Major
League 2. I'm garbage.
Yeah, we're just waiting for Coach. You're just warming up the seat for Coach Gentry.
You're keeping, but you're keeping it warm.
Literally.
Here
Coach
Gentry. I'm the...
you're like, what is it,
the
Academy Awards winner, right? You gotta fill the seats.
Right.
Oh, there he is. You still got the basketball. Still got it.
Look at it. Hey, if he jumps off the side of the wall, he can still dunk it.
We're going to talk to you, obviously, after him.
Don't worry about me, man.
What's this been like, man? Can you feel the energy?
The energy is 100% different.
All right, no problem. Coach, oh, look, now he's starstruck as Scott drops the headset. Coach, I don't know how to handle this, man. My intern just zoned out when I was asking him, you know, some stuff, and he's like, I'm sorry.
I was too busy watching Zion walk away.
You have your rookies over here talking about how excited this is going to be. They can't wait to play and dunk. Melo, you know, Melly's happy. Nikhil Alexander Walker sounds like he's 35. I mean, I just.
He does, doesn't he?
Here's the beautiful aspect of it. It's your job to make it work.
Well, you know what? I told someone it beats the heck out of the alternative. I don't mind looking down and seeing 8 guys that I got to decide if I'm going to put in the game or not.
Yeah.
But I don't like looking down the bench and thinking that I might put Pierre in. You know,
Pierre the Pelican is what he's referencing. You know, what's beautiful is you have David Griffin sitting here a little bit ago saying that you had told him that you're hoping somebody doesn't play well. So you don't have to go do that. And you mean that in a lot of respect, because one thing that I'm noticing in talking to these players, and you know, you pull up a little something about them, they're accomplished college players. You got guys that are they're young and talented. Cavell Bigby Williams. You got undrafted rookie players. You know, Josh Gray is a guy that David Griffin says he's gonna bleed for you if he has to. That's a lot to have, and that's good.
Yeah, it is a good thing, and you're right about Josh. I tell you, especially Josh Gray, he's played as well as anyone in the pickup games, and he's done it. He's done it consistently and every day that I've watched him play pickup. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here's a guy that's just trying to make it in the league. And then when you look at all the other players, I mean, we put 14 guys on the board that could potentially be on the floor for us and be very effective on the floor. So, obviously it's going to be interesting how we can make that, you know, the whole situation of rotations and who's going to play and who's not going to play. But as I said, this is a great problem to have.
I asked him to explain it to our listeners because I think you can sort of see the plan and the focus. There's only so many minutes, so many roster spots. But there's a lot of potential and there's some skill set there. Developmental players, and I know from his first day here, and I know you've talked about it with us here, there's a legit area of development that you guys want to look at, and maybe some of these guys like a Cheatham that's had 4-year college experience, you know, to go develop and get him some minutes rather than just sitting on the sideline or something, even fighting for rosters.
And I think that's what we, you know, our goal is that to put guys in a situation in a position where they can actually play in games, mm-hmm. because I think it's you know, the player development part of it is good, but you only get better when you actually play in games. So we'll have some guys that will go down and go up and play in Erie and obviously Birmingham in a year. But, you know, I think it's a really, really good thing because it gives guys an opportunity to have some success, to still develop their skills and put themselves in a position where they can be in the NBA.
And Jahlil Okafor, we had him on earlier in the show, and it just the physicality, he looks a lot healthier than he did coming in. What are you looking to see out of him year two with this Pelicans team?
You know, I said to him after the season when we do exit interviews, I said, you know, I feel bad because I failed you in a way, because I tell you, every time we played him in games, when we had a guy out, AD or Julius Randle or somebody out, he thrived. He really did. You know, he probably averaged 20 points, 10 rebounds in those games, and those guys would come back and I didn't play him at all, and I don't think that's a good thing by any stretch of the imagination. So as a coach, I kind of let him down in that, you know, I think when you have the success he has and somebody come back, you still got to find minutes for him to be on the floor until he shows that he doesn't belong on the floor. So I'm very, very interested in to see how he attacks it this year, because he's in great shape and he's doing a great job with everything that we've thrown at him.
It's funny you said that, because I'm interested – and, again, I'm not a coach. I like to play one on our sports talk show here.
and doctor.
But you go back to the days of the Suns when they were, you know, you had Nash, everything, but you had second units that would come in, four or five players at a time that could sort of do that. And we're watching, you know, Summer League. I'm like, man, I call them the baby birds. You know, bring in four or five of these young guys and come in and you know, as a coach, say, you got 13 or 15 minutes a night. We'll split it up this way. And then, but as a player, I know what I'm doing, what my job is, what I'm expected to do, and you could almost have them be a collective or something like that. Am I far off as to maybe how you might going to use this team this year?
I think the one thing that you have to establish, and you have to establish quickly, is that consistency in your rotations. And I think the toughest thing for players is that, you know, exactly what Jahlil went through. He plays 28 minutes or 30 minutes one night, doesn't get in the game the next night. Somebody else get hurt, he plays, you know, 30 minutes and gets, you know, 25 points and 13 rebounds. And so I think as a coach and as a coaching staff, the one thing we've got to do is that we've got to talk about what your role is going to be, and we got to make sure that they understand the consistent minutes that they're going to get. I think that's the biggest thing that you can do, especially when you're a deep team and you're going to play a lot of players.
Final questions for you, Coach. Speaking with Alvin Gentry, what have you seen in this early stage of just the workouts and things of that nature? What you hear from the competitiveness, you hear a lot of players say, hey, "Looks, it's fun. Looking forward to that first practice, to where it's, you know, structured and stuff." But Is it a good thing to have as many players here in the facility as you had? I've talked to a couple already. Said they didn't expect to have as many players here, and that's normally not the norm.
Nor did I. I mean, we've had guys that have been here for a month and a half, 2 months almost, working out every day and doing their thing. And then for the last almost 3 weeks, we've had guys here that's been playing pickup and doing some things. And, you know, that's a little unusual too. But we've got a young group, and I think what they're trying to do is that they're trying to establish themselves in this league. And so we've had veteran guys that have been around. You know, Etuan Moore has been around for a long time. He got here, you know, over a month ago, and that's really unusual for a guy that's been in the league 6-7 years, you know. So we're fortunate in that. But the most fortunate thing I think that we've got is that those guys get along great together, mm-hmm. and you can see the chemistry that we have. It's really good chemistry right now. And, you know, because somebody said, what is chemistry? And I said, I can't give you a definition, but I can definitely tell you if you have it or not.
Just something that you can feel in the air.
Exactly. Final question for you. What is the goal for this team in preseason? What do you want to see before the season starts?
I think in the preseason, you're going to see us try to establish ourselves. We got so many new players is that we can't treat it like a typical preseason. We're going to have to try to play guys and get a feel of who plays well together. So our rotations will be a little tight, and you'll see us play guys extended minutes, and some nights they won't play in the preseason.
You look good with the basketball in the photo shoot there.
Looks like you wanted to get back out on the court.
That was the old 72 Shelby High School poles, okay, from Shelby, North Carolina.
Holding the ball out there. Yeah, exactly. I like that. Coach, is a different energy, man, in and around. I know you've been saying
really
it, but you can feel it. We can't wait.
All right. But good to see you guys.
Looking forward to it on Monday night. Pels taking on the Hawks right here on your home for Pelicans basketball, the flagship. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Donnie LaRille is your candidate for state representative for District 54. Donnie will work with our regional delegation to help secure the federal funding match to complete the LA-1 Elevated Highway Project. The district's economic development and job opportunities will all increase with the completion of Port Fouchon's deep water service facility, deepening of Bell Pass Channel to its authorized depth, and the construction of the new LNG facility. As your state representative, Donnie will work to secure proper funding for our Career Magnet School, Fletcher Technical Community College, and Nichols State University in order to provide an excellent qualified workforce. Early voting begins September 28th. Primary election is on October 12th. Please vote for Donnie LaRille, number 88, State Representative, District 54. Paid for by Donnie LaRille campaign.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, welcome back. Poor Scott Prather, man. Just, you know, there he is. It's the, yep, it is. We had a nice table and banners, and then Pierre the Pelican took our our stage area. No, we had it. It's over here. I promise. We're still here. Etron Moore joins us. Etron, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
You know, okay, it's going to sound kind of repetitive to a lot of our listeners, but energy, togetherness, fun, everyone gets along. Am I describing y'all's locker room right now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, young, energetic, you know, exciting, you know, group. That's what you're going to get. You know, it's just a lot of fun. You know, we've been around each other, you know, the last couple of weeks and, you know, going to practice tomorrow. Definitely going to be a lot of excitement.
How different is it, though? I mean, you know, in terms of, is it just because of the new faces? Is it because of really how it comes from the top and the message being sent out there and the opportunity to kind of just flush what's been in the past and start anew?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I mean, anytime you get a, you know, a new group of guys, I mean, first and foremost, you know, we got a new locker room, you know, you know, it's definitely going to be a different type of energy, you know, but it's still exciting. Like you said, you know, we got, you know, a lot of new staff members here. And, you know, anytime you get a, you know, new, it's almost like a new fresh beginning.
Right. Been in the league a few years already. So what is it like to have the rookies come in? And one of the things that's interesting is, you know, you look at the trio from the Lakers. They're still young. Huh?
Right.
I mean, when you look at Hart, Bell, and Ball, I mean, they're young players. They've had experience. They've been in the league here as well. So you have a lot of youth, yet you also have a lot of youth that has experience.
Right. Yeah, and that's good. You know, anytime you got youth with experience, I mean, I think it's a great combo. You know, so I think it's going to help us, you know. Because most of the time you think people have young teams, think, oh, man, you got to start from the bottom and start over. But, you know, like you said, we got guys that still got experience at the same time. So we're better, you know, have a little head start.
It's interesting you said that, you know, start over. David Griffin at 11 o'clock when he met the media, first thing out of his mouth, he said, hey, we're looking to start winning now. I mean, there isn't a sense of, okay, look, just because things happened the way they did and you brought in new people, that's not the goal to do that. Kind of take us in the locker room. What do y'all talk about? What are realistic expectations? Do you take it a week at a time or a month at a time, or do y'all have a, hey, this is, we think we can be a playoff team?
I mean, of course, we want to be a playoff team. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the goal. You know, you got to try to prepare from day one, like we're trying to be a playoff team. I know we got that mindset that, you know, that we are a playoff team and, you know, that we are just as good as any team out there. Then, you know, I think that's when things start happening.
Am I nuts to say I think you guys are more talented this year overall roster-wise? Or potentially, I guess would probably be a better way because we have to see it, right, on the court. But potentially, perhaps, more talented?
Could be. You know, I just want to win games. I want the talent, you know, to, you know, turn into winning games, you know. So
I mean that in terms of it looks like you got a lot of different options, a lot of different players that can shoot, that can attack the rim, that can play defense, that can block shots. It just seems like there's more players that you can bring onto the court.
Yeah, we got a very versatile team.
Right.
We got a lot of guys that play a lot of different positions. We got some guys that can, you know, play a shooting guard and, you know, be able to guard a stretch four at the same time. You know, so, you know, I think the versatility is going to help, you know, because during the year, you know, you have injuries and nicks and a lot of things happen. So everyone will be relied to be called on.
Did it send a message to see the amount of players that already been here in the workouts? You think to just everybody, just the fact that there's so many players that have been here for weeks, if not a couple of months already?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just exciting, you know, for everyone wanting to be here, too. You know, when you get a group of guys, you know, that want to go out and play and, you know, want to try to win together, you know, that's definitely always exciting and, you know, good to see.
Haven't been around the league a while. What did you make of this offseason, man? It's incredible. A lot of people say it's as open as really any in that you don't have maybe perhaps super teams. You just have a lot of teams that have two, three, I guess some of the topper names and stuff. But for the most part, I think it's open for a lot of different areas, right? Whether it's injury, obviously, with Durant and Klay Thompson. But you get what I'm getting at, right?
One of the first times in a while that that, you know, that's been pretty open. You know, the talent level is so spread out through so many teams that, you know, any given night, especially, you know, in the Western Conference, you know, any team can win, you know, so you got to bring it. You know, I think it's just good and exciting for the league, you know, not knowing what's going to happen, you know, the unpredictability.
What do you think is the most important thing or one of the important things that needs to happen in preseason for this team?
preseason. Mm-hmm. You know, just coming to work hard and being the students of the game. You know, things. I mean, you know, we got a few new coaches and You know, so even for you know somebody like me that's already been here, you know, it might be a different style of play and things to pick up on. You know, so for us just to work hard and everyone just to be students of the game and you know just help each other out. I think if we help each other. And communicate well on the court, that's going to help us be that much better, a lot faster.
How about personally, man, as we wrap up here with Etron Moore, how nice is it just to start this season the way it is, man, to see the energy in and around the community, the media? I had to park by the baseball stadium today, dude, to get over here. It's just it's nice, right? I mean, you're going to have an open practice next Saturday.
Right.
I mean, it could be a lot of people there. It's nice to finally kind of get that love.
Yeah, it's definitely you know, very exciting, especially motivating for us to go out there and play anytime, receiving the support, you know, from the community and everyone that's around. And just knowing that, you know, that you could have a lot of big things and, you know, be successful during the year. I think it's just very motivating for us and make us want to go out there and play hard.
Well, sounds good, man. We're excited. Of course, Monday, Pels taking on the Hawks to start preseason. The season right around the corner, man.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a great one.
Thanks for your time this afternoon.
All right, yep, thank you.
Appreciate it. Etwan Moore joining us. The long list continues as we've pretty much gotten most of the folks here on the roster just in this past half hour. Zion, Coach Gentry, David Griffin, Etwan Moore. And much, much more still to come. Still going to play Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Jackson Hayes, you name it.
Make sure you look for all those if you missed it at our SoundCloud page, yeah, on our Twitter page, Facebook page, and on our website.
You got some work to do tonight. You going to put all the interviews up there?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, look at you. Sports Hangover Hour 3 coming back next right here in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. I set it up.